All right, parents, it's back to school time, and I've got a secret for you. There's a drama-free way to make vitamins part of your kids' morning routine. Little Critters Gummy Vitamins. You see, my kids think they're just eating fun, delicious gummy bears, but little do they know, they're getting essential nutrients for their health and development.
Mom, we know they're vitamins.
As I was saying, kids absolutely love, and apparently know, these are vitamins. Little Critters is the pediatrician-recommended kids' multivitamin gummy brand, and the yummy way to start the school year.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Goes, hey, by the way, you know, want to follow you around on a Sunday since you're not working on Sundays for the first time in the fall for like 38 years. And I'm like, no.
To do what with?
I don't know, just to like see what I'm doing and you know,
but where's it
going to,
where's it going to, like on social media? Or?
Yeah, probably so more social media stuff. You know, and I was like, look, man, yesterday I did something that I haven't done like in 38 years in the fall. I went out to brunch.
Wow.
I had a brunch.
Good for you.
Yeah, with Gunnar and Darcy and the kids, right?
That's awesome.
Went to Westport, Connecticut.
Yeah. Heard good things about Westport.
Which is beautiful, by the way. Yeah. I had never been there. So we go there. We go to this place called Nomad. Food was great. It only took about an hour to deliver, but the food was great. But that town is gorgeous.
Sure, it was packed.
Yeah, I mean, it was relatively crowded, but for some reason the food took an hour. I have no idea why, but maybe people in Connecticut just like to hang out.
Slow things down.
Slow things down.
They knew it was your first brunch in 38 years. They wanted you to get the most out of it as you could.
And the best thing is that my 2.5-year-old grandson was like, couldn't be any better, just sitting there and hanging out, waiting, just as long as he got his orange juice, he was happy.
The Kaz man.
Right. So then, you know, go back to Gunnar and Darcy's house and get attacked by the dogs all over you, and the kids are running all, you know, Casper's running all over the place.
Yeah.
I mean, it was like a full Sunday. I was exhausted.
Yeah, I mean, that sounds, other than the driving and the grandchildren and everything, but the kids and the dogs and the watching of the football and the sports in the morning, that's, I mean, that's my Sunday now. I mean, that's what my Sundays are.
I got to tell you, the greatest thing is that Gunnar has the YouTube package, and he's got this huge screen to watch it on.
Yeah.
And he's got it in four. So we were watching four games at a time.
Nice.
I felt like I was back at CBS.
Yep, that's right.
Other than dog diving on me and the kid running across and throwing the football at me the whole time.
Right, right.
It was great.
Yeah, it was a Vizsla nipping at your ankles, not Phil Sims.
You're right, exactly. The Vizsla was sitting on top of me.
Yep. Yeah, I'm well familiar. But all right, so that was the one email that got.
And then I got another email from our friend Neil Best.
Yeah, we like Neil. Yeah.
Yeah, Neil's a good guy.
Bradley Beach resident, runs into Al Dukes occasionally.
Exactly. Neil wants, and I can't do it this day because I have a conflict, but he wants to go to the Belport East Islip football game with you and me.
Okay. Yes, yeah, so they're playing each other for the first time in a long time.
I think
because
probably like 10 years, like East Islip went up in a division.
That's right. Yep.
Wiped out Center Reach this week.
Yeah, so so you can't do it that day. So we can't. I'm just asking. I don't know if I would look to see. I think the game's in November.
Yes, November 2nd. I don't want to do anything. That's the point. That's the point of having your weekends is so you don't have to do anything.
Yeah, I understand. But I mean, I could see that being a fun thing, though. You know, going to check out those teams.
It's very nice that Neil even thought about it, or the editors at Newsday thought about it.
Sure.
But I'm not. I mean, like, I don't know if I can go or not, and I don't think I can. So I, you know, I'm exhausted, and I didn't have to work yesterday.
All right. So basically what you're saying is,
and by the way, Merritt Parkway sucks.
Yeah, I know. That's always the one. That's always the one that you mentioned.
For some reason, I don't know. I don't know if it's a Connecticut thing or a New York thing. Because when you come through Connecticut into New York, there's always like a left lane that is merging in.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
And I don't know why that is. I mean, maybe New York needs to expand its road so you don't have the left lane always merging.
Yeah, more construction, I think, would be great.
It's infrastructure.
I understand.
It's very important.
I understand the infrastructure. Yep, let's do it right in the middle of the day.
Well, when else are you supposed to do
overnight.
It?
Overnight. You do it overnight.
Most of the time, they do it overnight.
Nah. They're doing a lot of construction during the day after.
Especially on the LIE.
Yeah, exactly.
But the LIE and the Grand Central, where it is still the Grand Central before it becomes the Northern State.
Yeah.
If you know where they're doing their construction, it's parallel to each other on the eastern side, heading eastward.
Yes.
Right by, and this is the worst, by 195,
mm-hmm.
that Clearview Expressway.
Yep.
Because
27N?
Yeah, because everybody comes off of the Clearview in a truck onto the LIE right there.
Yep, exactly.
And that's where they have all of their construction right. going on, which is important construction. I'm not saying it's not important. But it's very important. But it's a freaking major nightmare. And then when you get off there and you go down to the Grand Central before it turns into the Northern Parkway because you're still in Queens.
That's right.
Because names of roads change around here depending on where you are. They are working on the Grand Central right there, which is parallel to where they're working on the LIE.
Not smart. Doesn't seem smart.
Well, it doesn't seem like anybody's talking to each other.
Yeah, communication.
I don't know who's running the organization, and I know all the construction is we have to have it, but who's ever in charge of scheduling it did it at the same time at the same place on two different roads.
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense. So basically what you're saying is don't ask you to do anything on the weekends.
Exactly.
Okay. All right.
I mean.
I won't ask you. I did ask you about something this week. I thought this was a great invite, too. And I was all excited about it.
What is it?
Well, it was that Wednesday dinner at that special.
Oh, yes.
So I was like, man, this is actually something you might be interested in.
I would have been interested in it, but I'm interested in something else I'm doing on Wednesday.
Yeah, you still, this is what I knew was going to happen.
What?
Is that you'd be talking about all this time that you had off during the fall, and you just pack it full of stuff again. You just can't help yourself.
Yeah, but I'm packing it full of stuff that I want to do. Like, I'm playing.
It doesn't sound like you've been complaining about it.
No, I'm playing golf down at Seaway over there in Hewlett Harbor. I've never played at this place.
Oh, okay. All right.
So I'm looking forward to that.
Okay. No, that sounds great.
Hey, let's go to Richard, North Carolina. Richard, what's happening?
Hey, Boomer. Hey, Gio. How's it going, guys?
Hey, Richard. What's up, man?
Good. So I just wanted to call in and tell a funny story that happened yesterday. I mean, one, first off, big Giants fan. Great to have a win yesterday when it was least expected. So we'll see what we can do this week against the Dallas Cowboys. But back to the story. I was playing golf yesterday with a few buddies. I had just birdied the 10th hole, going on to the 11th, hit a tee shot slightly into the woods, find my ball, and all I really have is a slap shot out. I go to do it, look around, there's just some leaves around, don't see anything. When I hit it, the ball immediately ricochets right back into my balls. I fall to the ground.
Richard.
I do have to say, though, unlike Jerry, I did finish the round. On the back nine, I actually shot a 40 after getting hit in the balls. But just wanted to call in, kind of make fun of Jerry a little bit.
You know what? He actually shot 40 on the back nine after getting hit in the balls. That's great.
Pretty good, man. That's impressive.
Yeah, that is impressive, hanging in there and hanging tough.
Yeah, I've never shot a 40 on either nine with fully intact balls. So good for you.
Yeah.
That is nice. That is very, very nice. It's tough, man. It's dangerous. It's just not worth it. You know, it's just sometimes just not worth it going in there and just hacking your way out of there. You get the ball in the face, ball in the balls. It's not good.
Ball in the face, ball in the balls.
Ball in the balls, ball in the face. Yeah, but I mean, that's one of those things now that it's because you have talked about it so much with Jerry, it is now spread like a virus out there.
But that's the point. That story should spread, and the only thing he didn't do to pay it off is that he's still living to talk about it.
That's the only thing he didn't do to pay it off.
I mean, if he would have paid it off with
A death.
I mean, that would have been the epic, most talked about death, and nobody would have ever forgot Jerry Recco.
Something I wanted to ask you earlier when we were talking about around the league stuff, as we get back to week 3 in the NFL. What do you make out of the Chicago Bears right now? Because this is a team that was supposed to be much better right out of the gate because of how talented Caleb Williams is.
He played his best game yesterday, even though it wasn't great.
And the defense was been pretty good and was really good at the end of the year last year. They kept Matt Eberflus to have some continuity, but they lose to an Indianapolis Colts team that is just, I can't figure out what the hell they are. But Jonathan Taylor ends up having three touchdowns for them yesterday. So, I mean, it feels like a very disappointing start to the Bears season.
Well, it is, especially with Caleb Williams as their quarterback and the unquestioned leader of the team and the captain of the team. And, you know, he's finding out, just like the rest of us found out when we were rookies, that it's not easy. That there's going to be growing pains, and I think that the Bears probably feel that way. I think the one thing that they're most...
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
All right, parents, it's back to school time, and I've got a secret for you. There's a drama-free way to make vitamins part of your kids' morning routine. Little Critters Gummy Vitamins. You see, my kids think they're just eating fun, delicious gummy bears, but little do they know, they're getting essential nutrients for their health and development.
Mom, we know they're vitamins.
As I was saying, kids absolutely love, and apparently know, these are vitamins. Little Critters is the pediatrician-recommended kids' multivitamin gummy brand and the yummy way to start the school year.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Disappointed with right now, other than his kind of spotty performance, is their defense. And allowing Jonathan Taylor to run as effectively as he did yesterday, that was one of the big things coming out of that game. And, you know, that's where the team, I thought going into the season, the team that Ryan Poles built around Caleb Williams should be able to support his kind of his slow growth, if you will.
Yeah.
And that's the really disappointing thing, is that the defense, they played great in the first week, and then the last 2 weeks they haven't been as good. The other story in the NFL that's a big one is going to be the length of injury time for Justin Herbert. You know, he goes into this game, he hurts his ankle, he had a bad ankle as it was, and I do think this is the foot that had the plantar fasciitis. Mm. And I also think there could be a calf situation in this.
Oh, no.
Which also then leads you to believe about one very important ligament.
Yeah, Achilles tendon.
Tendon, I should say.
Yeah.
Your Achilles. So, and as soon as he got up from this tackle yesterday, Jim Harbaugh said, as soon as I saw a limp, I was taking him out of the game.
Yeah, I mean, you just have to be super cautious, especially when you're coming into the game. I was surprised he actually ended up playing yesterday. I thought they were going to be cautious with him. I mean, it's the Steelers' home opener. That defense is crazy. You know, it's funny. So I've got the YouTube Sunday ticket as well. And Gina, my wife, growing up in Pittsburgh, is a Steelers fan. So she's watching the Steelers game in the other room.
Can you put it on in four
boxes? No, I don't like doing
like
that.
Hunter had?
I don't like doing that.
You don't like doing that?
And I don't like the four game.
I thought it was good.
Man. Yeah, I can't concentrate. I need to lock in on the Giants and then the Vikings, everything else. But she comes into the room. She goes, you know, they won, but God, that's boring.
And I was like, that's Steeler football.
That's what I said. I said, you better get used to it because this is what they do. I mean, their offense is boring, and then they shut everybody down. Yeah, but they win, but they're 3-0.
Ever since Ben Roethlisberger left, there's really no reason to watch the offense. It's just watching T.J. Watt in the defense.
Yeah, but that team.
That defense is awesome.
I know, it's really good. And if Justin Fields continues to play in the way that he's playing, which is just being really smart, using his athleticism when he needs to, not making mistakes.
They're not taking him off the field.
Yeah, I would be shocked if they did. Plus, you got to remember, too, I mean, he's also there playing to be the future quarterback of the Pittsburgh Steelers, where, you know, Russell Wilson was not. I mean, Russell Wilson was there as sort of a stopgap situation. You got him for a couple million dollars or whatever it was. You know, throw something at the wall, see if it sticks.
You know, but Justin made some good throws on important plays in the second half yesterday.
Yeah.
Not great. You know, you could see it's just like look left, throw left, or look left, don't throw left, and take off.
Hmm. Yeah,
it's what it is, and as long as he doesn't turn the ball over and does something like a Will Levis play.
Yeah. Just
stay away from the Will Levis plays, and you'll be fine.
Oh my God! I mean, that's, you know, it has got to be so frustrating down there for Brian Callahan, and we saw the frustration on his face. Obviously against the Jets, but he throws another just horrendous interception. Jair Alexander of the Green Bay Packers with a pick six. I mean, it's just the classic terrible underthrow on a ball going to the sideline that it's inexcusable.
And Malik Willis, a former draft pick of the Tennessee Titans, comes back to haunt them. But Matt LaFleur is doing a good job. And what it shows you is the Packers have a really good young team.
Sure. I mean,
they're a solid young team, and I think Jordan Love will probably be back next week for your Viking game.
Yeah. Good.
But Malik
Bring
Willis,
it on.
See, but the amazing thing is okay, nobody really thought that Malik Willis was going to be able to win games. And we all thought, oh my God, it's Malik Willis and the Packers. And we watched, Gunnar and I watched this game a lot yesterday because he's a Packer fan.
Yeah.
And, you know, the amount of young, fast players that they have on offense. And, of course, you pointed out Jair Alexander. They're going to be a team right there at the end. They're going to be like in the Final Four in the NFC. The question is, will Jordan Love take it to the next level? He almost did last year.
Well, I mean, you know what's interesting,
it's
though?
It's wide open. The NFC is wide open.
I mean,
if
you think they're going to be in the Final Four of the NFC, you also have two other teams in that division right now that you could say maybe the same thing about.
I think the Lions are the best team in the NFC right now. I do, even though you're Vikings.
No, 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 I'm not saying anything. I'm just sitting here letting things play out. That's all. I'm not getting on no high horse. I'm not doing any of that stuff. Lions, best team.
I feel like you and I are in sync with the Vikings, the whole thing with the gift and all that.
Yeah.
I'm gonna get you something else.
You're going to give me another Vikings-related gift,
Keep
huh?
it going. I'm going to keep it going tomorrow.
All right. I'll take it. I'm not turning it down.
No,
I thought it would have been a little obnoxious if I rolled in here wearing the full purple sweatsuit today. You know, I would have been obnoxious.
What? You should be obnoxious. Aren't most NFL fans obnoxious?
No, you can't be. Because you've been through so much. You just got to, you know, it's like a not touch the money thing. You know, it's like when you hit a good shot in golf, you have a good round. You don't really like say much about it because I know the second that you say, "Hey, I'm playing pretty well," that your arms stop working.
You know, it's great. So you got the Jets playing, Bo Nix and the Broncos coming off of a win. It's a 1 o'clock game on Sunday. That's the perfect thing. That's what you want as a Jet fan. You had to go through the Thursday night deal. Mm. You sat through all the football today, yesterday. You got two games tonight for Monday Night Football, one on ESPN and one on ABC.
Yeah, Jacksonville, Buffalo, 7:30 on ESPN, then Commanders, Bengals, 8:15 ABC.
Right, so your football, you know, you get all your juices flowing, and then you got a 1 o'clock Sunday afternoon game at MetLife.
Yeah.
That's perfect.
And I'll be out at the Tap Room in Huntington, across from the Paramount for that game.
So you're going to the Tap Room, huh?
Hanging out at the Tap Room. Yeah, a little appearance. Come on out. Jet fans, we'll watch the game together. We'll chill. I'll bring a couple Sayville guys up there, really tear the town apart.
Show them how to do it.
Turn it upside down.
How you bring a couple of your portly villagers.
We'll suck the class right out of Huntington.
Good morning, brought to you by Hard Rock Bet. Download the Hard Rock Bet app and roll with us. Also brought to you by Town Fair Tire. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. And yesterday, the Giants got it done in Cleveland.
Singletary in a one-back set with 2:23 to go, and the Browns out of timeouts. Giants pitch it for Singletary right. Singletary to the sideline, inside the 40, to the 35, to the 30, to the 20, to the 15, to the 10, and then he goes down at the one-yard line.
But why?
Why? Go in and score.
Well, it did end the game, basically, by going down at the one-yard line, as long as they didn't fumble the snaps at the end, and they didn't. Bob Papa, Carl Banks on the fan. The Giants beat the Browns 21-15, part of Devin Singletary, 65 yards rushing and a touchdown. And, of course, Daniel Jones to Malik Nabers was quite the connection and combination. Nabers, 8 catches, 78 yards, couple of touchdowns. All in all, win number one for Brian Daboll, his staff, and his team.
Every week they go in and they give everything they got. They work hard in the classroom. They work hard on the practice field. The coaches are together. There's chemistry. They work their tails off. And unfortunately, sometimes you don't get the results you want. So it's good to get the results for this. It's one game.
It is one game.
They better work their tails off this week.
Yeah, you're right.
This is the game right now because Dak Prescott has owned the Giants. Owned them, Jerry.
The Giant fan is not going to want to be sitting there at halftime trailing on Thursday
night. Owned the Giants?
You're asking me? You just said it.
Yeah.
Dak Prescott and the Dallas Cowboys.
What?
Or the Eagles.
Yes.
Them too. Yeah.
Yeah, but he really owns the Giants.
Well, the Eagles own them more than he does. and the Giants own Washington.
But honestly, like, if you want to turn this thing around, if you're Brian Daboll and you want this thing, that was a great win yesterday. Great win. And Shane Bowen's called, I thought, a great defensive game plan. And I just... like, you want to get this thing turned around. You want to start believing. You want the fans to get into it. You gotta beat the Cowboys at home.
How about the week we have ahead of us? The Mets can turn it around against the Braves.
Yes.
And then the Giants, if they win, could turn it around against the Cowboys.
And you had the Jets turn it around against the Patriots.
That's
right. And the Rangers beat the Boston Bruins last night.
I did see that. Who won the Islander Devil game?
Well, the Islanders.
Oh, there you go.
4-2.
Yes, here was...
You didn't know that?
Really locked in. No, I knew they were played. I did not check the score.
Oh, okay.
Here was Daniel Jones. You know what? Give Daboll and the coaches a lot of credit.
Changing the pace, keeping them off balance with a lot of those calls. I thought, Dave did a really good job with that. And, some mixed direction stuff, some screens, some... downhill runs, some drop back, all that kind of stuff. I think it keeps them on their heels.
So keeping them on their heels is getting the ball to one Malik Nabers, who says, good win, no doubt, but we need to be better.
We still got to come out in the second half and do clean up a lot of mistakes that we made. Have a way clean the second half.
And it's fair to say...
That kid sounds... He sounds great.
Yeah, very mature.
Hit the Kadarius Toney.
Well...
who showed up without a shoe on the first day of practice.
I mean, that obviously.
Like, this kid thinks he's going to be, like, he knows he's good.
I was hoping we'd get a young Joker sighting yesterday, but he can't get on the field. Now he's a member of the Browns. By the way, this Giants schedule is brutal still. Like, I mean.
Yeah, it's a tough schedule, man.
One game at a time.
Yeah, but they
one
go
snap,
to.
Snap.
They go to Seattle after this game, and they're 3-0. Then they got the Bengals, the Eagles, and the Steelers. Yeah. I mean, that is rough.
Can we just enjoy the win and look forward to
it? We've been enjoying a win.
A game
for
Thursday night and hopefully.
Two and a half hours.
I believe they will show up and they will be uber competitive Thursday night.
Well, I'm not saying they won't. I'm just saying it's a tough schedule. I'm not saying they're going to lose every one of the games. It's tough.
We did know that. But in fairness, I also thought going to Cleveland would be more difficult than it was. And the Cowboy game 2 weeks ago sounded a lot more difficult than it feels that it could be right now.
Yeah, but I mean, they never beat the Cowboys.
I understand. I know, but the Cowboys have looked terrible the last 2 weeks.
Terrible.
Is it fair to say that Malik Nabers is a superstar?
He's a budding superstar.
He's got the potential to be a superstar.
Budding, Jerry.
So I would like to present to you a guy that, back in the day gave us hits like the old Tom Jones hit.
Beat Tom Brady.
This is a good oldie, but a goodie, right?
Whoa, beat Tom Brady.
So you would think.
Talking about beating Tom Brady.
Makes me feel good about a different time.
Shouldn't it?
Yeah.
Beating Brady would be fun.
And of course, Al was like, I mean, all into the song. I mean, he gave us this, the hit from the Jay Giles band.
Eyes pink.
Eyes pink. Yeah, yeah.
Eyes pink.
Who could forget about Al doing Elvis?
I'm going to a party at a New York bar. Digging for some change, I didn't get too far. Pulled on something that let out a bang. You should have heard the shot. Everyone's ears rang. Well, I'm shot.
Oh, that was about Plaxico Burress. And one more I'll give
I'm
you.
I'm shot.
Al doing the great James Taylor.
Oh, I've seen Ollie. I've seen Maine. I've seen Philly games that I thought would never end.
So I bring this up because...
He was prolific back then.
Yeah. I bring this up because...
He lost that creative gene about...
He's in the lab. He is in the lab again.
Oh.
He is in the lab again.
He is.
And so I present to you, it's a work in progress, but it is his latest song parody. I mean, it is sure to be a big hit. And it comes from one Jeffrey Moss. Does everybody remember Jeffrey Moss?
Throw it up to Malik's neighborhood. Malik's neighborhood. Malik's neighborhood. Yeah.
What do you think?
Whoa.
It's a work in progress, Jerry.
I mean... You have, like, writer's block or something. There's something going on.
Doesn't Billy Joel stopped writing songs in the mid-'80s?
They came out with River of Dreams. That was about it.
Throw it up to Malik's neighborhood. Malik's neighborhood. Malik's neighborhood. Yeah.
I'm curious to see if, because I heard all of this morning, I'm curious to see if Boomer knows the Rolling Stones song that you also considered.
Unfortunately, I'm not allowed to play that on CBS.
Oh.
Well, even by the title.
Yeah, there's a Rolling Stones song called Neighbors that was on the Tattoo You album in 1981. Not a lot of people know it, unfortunately.
Yeah, I don't think I know it, but I'm sure if I heard it, I would remember it.
Goes like this. Neighbors, neighbors.
Yeah, I can't say I've heard that one. Yeah,
not ringing a bell.
No, sorry. Oh boy,
not ringing a bell for you. Just but yelling the fact neighbors, that, neighbors.
But again, though, this is why he's in tune because now he sees a star. You can always tell
exactly
when there is a star. Al gets all jacked up and excited about it.
Yeah.
And this kid's played three games. Two of the three have been star-like, yep. And he has impacted you.
It's like the songs he did for Jalen Brunson.
Yeah. Right. And Aaron Rodgers. And Garrett Wilson and Sauce Gardner.
Yeah, but this kid's different.
Special.
This kid's different, guys. I'm telling you.
And Aaron Judge. And Francisco Lindor. And Juan Soto.
Oh, yes. You didn't do a song for Juan Soto. I thought you did.
No, I just did Juan Soto.
Okay.
Oh, boy. Anyhow, so that's the Giants story. Around the league real quick. The Chiefs beat the Falcons 22-17 on Sunday Night Football. Steelers beat the Chargers 20-10. I heard you mention Justin Herbert. Before the break, I think it was. Here was Jim Harbaugh with the ankle injury. What's the update?
No, I don't have an update to give you right now. I know Justin. As soon as I saw, he got up. My plan was, first sign of any kind of any limp that was then. He was coming out of the game.
And he did come out of the game. And so that's a problem for the Chargers for sure. And the Steelers out to a 3-0 start. Eagles beat the Saints 15-12. Saquon Barkley 147 on the ground, couple of touchdowns. Ravens held off the Cowboys 28-25. Panthers got three touchdowns from Andy Dalton and hammered the Raiders 36-22. First, here was Dalton getting the start and producing.
I mean, it felt great. Obviously, for me to get an opportunity to be out there and for it to go the way it did, could have drawn it up any better.
And threw for 319.
Amazing how it's when you play a team, what kind of situation are they in, and they put the veteran quarterback in, and they look completely different.
Yeah, and part of that was they did look different, and they did get a quick lead, and it certainly seemed like the Raiders quit a little bit maybe. Antonio Pierce wasn't asked that, but something very similar.
The team just didn't seem to show up tonight.
No, they didn't. I think as the game went on, I don't think it was a team. I think there was definitely some individuals that made business decisions. and we'll make business decisions going forward as well.
Oof. That sounds like they don't want to tackle, right? I mean, what else do you take from that?
Business decisions.
Yeah. Hmm.
And did he say, and we'll make business decisions?
Correct.
Meaning like we'll cut those guys?
I guess. Playing time? Who knows? Rams came from behind, beat the Niners 27-24. Your Vikings are 3-0 with their win over the Texans. Colts beat the Bears 21-16, and the Packers over the Titans 30-16. Here was Brian Callahan. You're not good.
We're an 0-3 football team. I'm an 0-3 head coach. It's embarrassing and disappointing.
Yeah, not great. And Malik Willis was the one that beat them yesterday as he got the start for Green Bay, which we did expect.
Matt LaFleur has got to be like odds-on coach of the year. I mean, these two wins with their backup quarterback and basically Malik playing well. I mean, not a lot of decisions. He kept keeping the, you know, the attempts to a minimum, but he's not turning it over and he's making some plays with his legs. He's you win two games with a backup quarterback. That's pretty damn good.
Jaguars in Buffalo tonight. Bengals take on Washington tonight at Citi Field. Always good for the Mets, who win a series.
Swing and a miss. Strike three. Put it in the books. He got him with a fastball. The Mets have taken three out of four from the Philadelphia Phillies.
And how about if you're Cody
Hi, Clemens, I'm Howie Rose.
You pinch hit. You come in with second and third, two out, and you're facing a guy who's throwing 101. And he pretty much gassed him last night. Mets win 2-1. Brandon Nimmo, the go-ahead home run in the sixth. Tyrone Taylor tied it with an RBI single in the second. Here was Carlos Mendoza. So why Diaz for six outs last night in the two-inning save?
When I made the decision to go to him in the eighth, I wanted my best guy against their best hitter there. And then, you know, let it play out.
And it played out. He only threw 11 pitches in the eighth inning, so he went back out for the ninth. So it sounds like he might have gone to someone else in the ninth inning. But he wanted him to go through the heart of the order.
I mean, good.
That was great.
He needed this. And by the way, they have a day off today anyway.
Yes. You know what else was? I don't think I've seen this very often. Mendoza went out there in the ninth inning. Usually the manager only goes out to pull the pitcher.
Yeah.
Just had a conversation with him, and then they set stuff up, and he finished it out. So it was pretty good. The Mets now two up on the Braves for the third wild card. They're in Atlanta tomorrow for the start of a three-game series. They're also tied with Arizona for second. The Yankees beat the A's 7-4. They got home runs from Judge, Dominguez, and Gleyber Torres. Here was Judge on Yes. We have a magic number of one to win the division now, and we can do it in the Bronx.
We're all excited. You know, we knew, you know, it was kind of coming down to the wire here. And, you know, like I've been saying the past couple of weeks, you know, we just got to take care of our business, you know, focus on ourselves, focus on what we can do, and, you know, we'll be where we want to be. So time to take it in the Bronx.
92 wins.
Yep.
Philadelphia's got 92 wins.
Correct.
And I believe the Dodgers have 93 wins.
And so the Dodgers, will get to that because they were down a run with two out in the ninth inning to the Rockies yesterday in Los Angeles. I think it was in Los Angeles. And then this happened.
He swings, hits a drive, right center and deep. He's tied it up. Shohei Ohtani, home run number 53, a game-tying homer in the bottom of the ninth. 0-2 pitch to Mookie. He swings, hits a drive, deep left. It's heading back to the wall. This ball is gone! It's gone! It's gone! A walk-off winner for Mookie Betts.
So pretty cool there for the Dodgers as they get the back-to-back home runs in the ninth and then go from trailing 4-3 to winning 5-4. As they got, so yeah, they might have pulled ahead of the Yankees for overall
record.
So
if you had the choice between Shohei Ohtani and Mookie Betts and Aaron Judge and Juan Soto, who you taking?
Shohei Ohtani and Mookie Betts.
Jerry?
I'm taking Judge still.
No, I asked you for both.
What?
Judge and Soto.
Oh, I thought you were giving Ohtani. Me the four. I thought you were asking me of the four.
In the pairs, like the pairs. Which pair would you take?
I'm still taking choice. Judge and Soto, I think.
Really? I'm taking Ohtani and Betts because, you know, I don't know if you know this, but Ohtani's going to come back and pitch next year.
He's
the first ever 50-50
guy. Yes, I am aware.
You do know that.
I am aware. I also know Aaron Judge plays center field and Soto plays right. Yeah.
One Soto porn.
I also don't think there's a wrong answer to that question.
Well, I just ask you which one you would take. I'm not saying that it's wrong. It's just your opinion.
I know. I gave you my answer, and then you tried to tell me why it was wrong.
I'm not telling you it was wrong.
Well, you did, because you said, but he's coming back to pitch next year, and, you know, 50, no one's ever done 50-50.
I don't know if you're...
It wasn't like, that's a guy. Yeah, I get your answer.
I didn't realize that... I thought maybe you didn't realize that he was going to come back and pitch, Nick.
No, I've heard he pitches, yeah. No, I knew that, yeah.
Okay.
I know he just DH this year, but he's going to pitch.
Mm-hmm. 50-50 this year.
I knew that, too. Yeah, how about that? That's pretty good.
On the base, he steals bases.
Yep.
And he hits big home runs and he does big spots.
Big home runs. Yeah, he sure
does. He's
got
a chance at 60-60.
He does. It's out there, but he does have that chance. What is he, 53-55 now?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So he's got a shot. He might even pass. He might even hit 70. If he hits 17 homers
ever
in the last
done, has anybody ever done
17-7?
Has anybody ever done? Nobody's done 40-40, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, they have.
They have
50-50 was never done before.
50-50 was never done.
Yeah, right, 50. Right. That's why it was a big deal.
Okay.
WNBA playoffs. The Liberty and Sun win their first games of the best of three series.
So over the weekend, the guy who took over for Andrew Marchand for the New York Post media column stuff, Ryan Glasspiegel.
Yep.
He reported there are two finalists for the Yankees radio play-by-play job that we have talked about plenty of times here on the program. And it's down to two finalists, and a source told the Post. You want to guess who the two finalists are?
Ricky Ricardo's got to be one of them.
Ricky is a finalist, yes. And this is according to, I mean, we do have zero inside information on this.
Can't I just walk down the hallway and go ask?
You could, but we haven't done that. So, I mean,
unfortunately,
we could.
It's not going to be any of the guys. It's not going to be Justin or Emmanuel, right?
Well, I don't know. I mean, I'm asking you. I do know, but I don't want to tell you.
Maybe John Sterling's coming back.
No.
It's not him? Okay.
No.
Do I know this person?
I think so. Yeah. I think you do. So, the guys who have been doing the games this year have been Brian Burke.
Brendan Burke.
I meant to say Brendan. You know I love you, Brendan. I've never messed your name up before. Big fan.
It's okay. It's Monday morning.
It is Monday morning. Brian Burke, longtime GM in hockey.
Yes.
Maple Leafs.
Brutal.
Yeah. Anyway, Brendan Burke.
Yep.
Justin Shackle.
Yep.
Emmanuel Babari.
Mm-hmm.
Ricky Ricardo. Mm-hmm.
So I don't believe that Brendan's on that because I think Brendan is such a great hockey announcer, and this should be music to the ears of the Islanders. Your play-by-play guy, I'm assuming, is staying with you.
Yeah.
But he also does national broadcasts for hockey, and I don't know, and he could probably do anything, but he is becoming fast the hockey guy. Like he's
the guy.
I think he's the guy. I think he's terrific.
Yeah, I mean, I've probably given that guy more compliments than anybody.
It was fun listening to Sam and Joe Micheletti yesterday. So this is Sam's final season for
MSG. Right.
There was a name that was thrown out there by Susan, wasn't there?
Oh, that's right. Yes, it didn't.
There was a name that
was
either Susan threw the name out there or somebody threw it out there.
Al, do you remember this when a guy claimed to be the doctor of the radio booth, and then he's the one
that
said
Dave Sims.
Dave Sims, you're right. And the doctor said Dave Sims. And then Susan apparently got mad at the doctor.
Doctor?
Doctor.
Oh, yeah, he was a doctor to the stars, and he was telling us all his patients.
Yeah, I know. Well, I was pulling that out of him. It was terrible.
Doctor. So the doctor could be right.
I was like, who's got kidney stones?
All right, yeah.
Yeah, so it says in this article, we don't know. And this is not, we don't have any inside information on this, and I'm telling you we don't. But according to the New York Post article, Ricky Ricardo and Dave Sims are the two finalists.
This fella Glasspiegel.
Glasspiegel.
Get this over us. Like, we're in the building.
Because
here.
He's asking. We didn't ask. If we would have went and asked, I'm sure someone would
give us. We're not asking.
We didn't ask. It's his job. It's not our job to report on this stuff. But
I mean, we can report on this stuff.
I don't know. They wouldn't want us to report on this stuff.
Why wouldn't they want us to report on this stuff? Like, this is in-house stuff. Like, that's what we should do. That's what ESPN does. That's what the NFL does. That's what Major League Baseball does. Like all the insiders, except for Adam Schefter, who has created a niche for himself.
Niche.
You got the other NFL insiders that work for the NFL Network. They get all the information first.
Well, all right. Here would be my answer
to
that.
Why don't we get it first?
I think that when something actually is announced or decided, then we would be the ones to announce it.
All right, here's
that's different than speculations.
Here's the thing. Like, our producer doesn't do a lot, right?
What? What do you mean? What do you mean Al doesn't do a lot?
Doesn't do a lot.
I beg to differ. I think Al does.
I mean, when he's with us here, he's locked in.
Oh, I thought you meant at his job. No, he doesn't do a lot.
No, I mean, like, with us, he's locked in. He's locked in with Jerry and the...
He doesn't do a lot of things socially, is what you're saying.
No, but he doesn't do anything extra. Like, why couldn't he get info like that and bring it to us?
Well, I don't think he's interested enough.
I'm not an insider. I get my info from Gio.
That's right. I'm the scuttlebutt guy.
Yeah, I know you're the scuttlebutt guy, but you can be an insider.
I could, yeah. But
you could be if you wanted to be. So, like, he doesn't want to be.
No, but... Just like how certain guys go to Gio with info. He don't go looking for it. They come to him. It's just like the players go to Peter King. You know what I mean? They go to Adam Schefter. There's certain guys.
Agents.
Yeah.
Agents go.
Yeah, there's certain guys. And the
agents
here they go to Gio.
Yapping left and right. I'm surprised we haven't heard much about Pete Alonso because you know that Boris is yapping to somebody.
Yeah. Al's right. I don't even seek this stuff out half the time.
I know that. That's
just
why
people
I'm the one who brought that up initially.
Yeah.
Like,
you did.
You are the go-to guy when somebody, like, and I know it happened again this weekend. Somebody came to you this weekend and was wondering about something and was putting you in a very, very difficult situation. And the only reason I know about this is because I knew that as the moment I read my text, I knew you got one.
Oh, yeah, I know what you're talking about now. Can we bring that up? I'll just say this. I won't reveal the name. Somebody drunk texted both Boomer and I about work stuff.
Yeah, and I was like, you know what?
At 11:52 on Friday night.
Yeah, and I don't need this kind of crap. Like, and I know if the person's coming to me, they're coming to Gio as well. And I'm like, I wake up in the morning, I look at him, I'm like, what?
Yeah, I did the same thing.
This
I was
guy
like,
had to be hammered.
Boy. I was like, whoa. And then he also screenshotted what he sent to you, to me. And I was like, you sent this to Boomer? I was like, were you drunk? He was like, kinda.
Yeah, so like, I don't need that. So yeah. Right there, that guy's out.
Oh, no. Oh, that hurts.
At the moment.
Okay. He's got the opportunity to work his way back in.
Got his work. Yeah. I mean, okay. You don't drunk text us on a Friday night.
It's true. It's a bad
especially
idea.
Especially when I'm sleeping and the thing goes, ding.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, God. What the hell is that? I didn't turn my notifications off.
Oh, I like that guy a lot, but that was not a good move. All right, Boomer and Gio on the fan. I couldn't believe it.
Came out of the blue.
I know. I don't know that guy to be much of a drinker either, so that also surprised me. I don't know. That was one of the weirder things to wake up to. That was strange.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
All right, parents, it's back to school time, and I've got a secret for you. There's a drama-free way to make vitamins part of your kids' morning routine. Little Critters Gummy Vitamins. You see, my kids think they're just eating fun, delicious gummy bears, but little do they know, they're getting essential nutrients for their health and development.
Mom, we know they're vitamins.
As I was saying, kids absolutely love, and apparently know, these are vitamins. Little Critters is the pediatrician-recommended kids' multivitamin gummy brand, and the yummy way to start the school year.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.